Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
Cold day, and it's certainly been windy, and everyone knows. And but I'm inside the house. It's warm here, and I'm about to do my show. What we got? Sarah Rice, who's the original Johanna in the Broadway show Sweeney Todd. And if she's unplugged at 54 Below, a cabaret in Manhattan, when she did a show last night. Well, I guess now it's past midnight, so it wasn't last night. It was Sunday night that she did the show, and so we're going to chat with her, and it was all about Sondheim, and, my chickens are going to, I know they're going to come in, because they're going to have something to say. But we'll catch them later. I don't want to do that. Sarah, how are you? Sarah?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. I can hear you.
Oh, good. How are you?
Oh, okay. So I heard you had to fight the bitter cold and...
Cranky bus driver.
What did he do?
Well, there was this poor woman who got on, who obviously had too much to drink and probably was homeless, but all she wanted to do was find a warm spot in the bus to kind of back out for a few minutes, and he threw her off, and I thought it was really mean in this awful weather.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I wasn't out. I probably would have fallen down from the wind.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's pretty bad, but not as bad as yesterday. Yesterday was worse. So.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can only tell, not from going out. I can hear things in my backyard going around. Or
yeah,
things clanking around. So,
yeah,
anyway, I'm sorry I missed the show.
Yeah. Sorry, it was a really good show. We had the guy who won the Tony for the band's Visit. He was performing on it last night, and it was a good cast. It was a really good cast.
You're not talking about Tony Shalhoub.
No.
The one
that plays the smaller role. He's the guy that, you know, says, "Have you ever heard of Gershwin?" You know, that one.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever? And you know, it's wine,
yeah,
kind of thing. But he won a Tony for it. So anyway, and he was very good and so sweet, and it was a good show. It's a really good show.
I'm glad to hear. So first, tell me about this whole thing with the unplugging Sondheim. What got you doing this? Because it looks like that you're scheduled for other shows.
Yes, I do them. They do them once a month. Phil Bond started it 7 years ago when it was, I think, for Sondheim's 85th birthday. And it was, you know, a giant affair. And you know, it was with major orchestra accompaniment and everything, and it was all very fancy and stuff. And he was sitting there thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful just to hear his songs with a piano and not, you know, 10,000 other instruments. And
right.
So he got this idea to do it. And at first it was like once a month or something at the Beachman. And I was involved with it pretty much from the beginning. And so it just grew. And it's been, and it moved to 54 Below when he was the booking director for it, for 54 Below. And it's been running now for 7 years, once a month, pretty much. We take off 2 months
wow.
in the summer. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty good for a little cabaret show that could. And he's, you know, gotten a lot of performers come. It's a little, it's different every month. He gets a lot of performers who originated their roles. And so it's very exciting to come and hear them talk. And, you know, they tell their stories and sing their song. And, you know, we've had Len Carreyrou on, and we've had Victoria Mallory, who was the original Anne in Night Music. And Terry Ralston is a fairly frequent guest, and she was in Company and Night Music. We've had the original Marta in Company also. You know, it's always wonderful people. And so it's always a good show, but it's just with piano accompaniment. And that's why he calls it Unplugged.
So, in other words, what happens is you get certain, I guess, guest stars who have been on Broadway doing Sondheim, as well as cabaret singers who weren't necessarily in a Broadway show.
Right. It's a mixture, because he likes to bring in young people as well, you know, just to mix it up a little bit. It's like, you know, the Broadway stars are the anchors, and then, you know, you get other people. But it's like there's several people who are pretty frequent regulars. And, you know, they've got 17 Broadway shows to their credit. So it's a real mixture. And but it's always a very high professional level of stuff. And, you know, there are people that plan their vacations around it.
Oh, okay.
That have been doing it for years. They come back. Yeah, they love it so much. It's a highly intelligent evening, too, because Phil is a really good storyteller. And so he talks about, you know, he does it in groups of a show, you know, like say, for instance, Follies, and then he'll give some good dishy information about it, of what happened during the making of it and all of that kind of stuff. And he's a very good, he's the host, and he's just very charming, and he tells good dish. And so it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And then you get people singing the different songs. And it's usually, you know, 10 different people in an hour and 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. As far as the cabaret singers, if I call them the cabaret singers, are they different every month, or do you get some of the same?
Yeah. There's like three people that he uses fairly regularly. I'm one that does it every time. Because I have the original Broadway credit.
Right.
You know, so I'm like the anchor, one of the anchors. But there's another couple of singers. There's a woman named Lucia, was in Kinky Boots on Broadway. I mean, she's got like 10 different Broadway credits. And she's like the belter. I'm the soprano. She's the belter. And so she does a lot of different stuff. She's more character-y. And so she does that stuff. And then, you know, it's filled in with all different kinds of people. It's a whole mixture of different people, different stuff, but it's always Sondheim.
Do you like sing, you know, like, I guess there's duets or things like that, or do
yeah,
like a scene
sure.
or something, that kind of a thing?
you can't do a scene. I think there are union rules that you can't do dialogue.
Okay.
So it's presented.
But can you do duets?
You know, yeah, yeah. In fact, last night I did A Boy Like That and I Have a Love with a young woman by the name of Sierra Ryan, and she's going to be a big star because she's just really fabulous. And, you know, because there was a section on West Side Story. So,
right.
So we did that. And, yeah, there's and Lucia did Move On from Sunday in the Park with George, you know, to end the show. So, and they do Agony from, you know, Into the Woods all the time. And, yeah, it's you know, it's all kinds of things. And you've got it's like it's not even gender specific what people do. It's like you've got guys singing women's songs and women singing men's songs. And in fact, the time before, we had two women singing the Agony duet from Into the Woods. You know, like they were like two Elaine Stritches singing Agony. You know, and they didn't even change pronouns. It was great fun. You know, it was the lesbian version, and it was great. It was just fabulous. You know, so it's a little bit of everything because, of course, it's cabaret. But the music is served really well. You know, it's the music is done purely, but the interpretations are wildly all over the place, which is great.
Now, can you, by the way, tell us about 54 Below, all about the place, since this is going on all over the world, not just local.
Okay. Well, 54 Below is where the old Studio 54 was, you know, the disco in the, I guess, the 70s and the 80s when it was, you know, quite the in spot for the very elite, you know, whatever. And now it's a theater upstairs, and then downstairs it's called 54 Below, and it's a nightclub, and they call it Broadway's Nightclub. And Patti LuPone sings there quite often, and major stars sing there all the time. And it's one of the most beautiful places that you've ever seen. It looks like Florence Ziegfeld went to Venice, and it's got, you know, it looks like a 1920s, 1930s speakeasy down there, but just really beautiful and elegant. And, you know, it's a very trendy, fancy place that, you know, only that, you know, it, as they say, they call themselves Broadway's nightclub and stuff because they have so many major Broadway stars sing there.
And from what I gather, there are not many clubs anymore in Manhattan.
Not like that, yeah. Not like that. And this is a supper club. You know, you can go and you can get a very, very good dinner there. I think that's part of it, you know, that it's like you pay for the ticket, but then you also have to have dinner. And but the food is, like, really, really good. And it's high class, you know. It's very good stuff.
I think I had gone to maybe one other one other club. Oh, we're near 42nd Street club. That's
called the Green Room.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's also very elegant and nice in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and different. Well, different crowd or whatever, but other than those two, I guess then there's Birdland,
well, there's
right?
Birdland, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's mostly jazz.
That's about
and
it.
Johnny's,
yeah, well, Birdland.
Except they've opened up a new theater downstairs, a new space downstairs that is more young theater. Edgy. It's a little edgier than Birdland upstairs.
Oh, okay.
It's very nice. I performed at it.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
And it's a nice space. It's a more urban space. Birdland is like old fashioned feel to it, which is lovely. And this is also lovely, but it's more urban, and you know, it's a little edgier kind of place.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah, I've been to Birdland. I've been to Birdland, but not the theater. So, at some point, I guess I'll go just to, you know, see how that works out. But I've been to 54 Below a number of times. I could picture that in my head.
What do you think?
I think it's a great space. I love the space there. That's for sure. The one that closed I used to go to, was it the Metropolitan Room? Was it that was?
Oh yeah. Uh huh.
Which was different. I mean, it was.
It had a very different feel. It's more intimate.
And it was kind of, I guess, crampy, if you want to call it.
Yeah, and you were really packed in.
Yeah, I think. I'll definitely get back since you're doing this like once a month. I'm hoping to still see one of the shows. So what I'm going to do is like I could still write about this one and to preview the next one, the one that's coming up. So you have one in March?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about the one that's coming up in March.
Honestly, we don't find out what we're doing until about 10 days, 2 weeks before.
Oh, okay.
That what we do is we send a list of everything we know, thing that we'd like to do, and then he chooses, depending on who is booked that month and what they want to do, and then it's like he'll do... It'll center around, you know, four or five different shows, of Sondheim shows. And,
right.
You know, so it'll be like two or three each of each Sondheim show and or movie. And, you know, like stuff from Dick Tracy gets done a lot. And so it's just you never know what it's going to be. It's always, you know, it's like, oh, okay, I guess I'm doing that one this month. So I don't even know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
But have they, like, chosen the, I guess, because when I see the list, you know, I get the press, I get the, from the PR company, I always get the information,
mm-hmm.
and so
mm-hmm.
Do they have, like, who I guess they call it, you're a guest, you're listed as a guest, right? Like the guest stars,
yeah.
And then they list the cabaret people, or...
Right.
The others kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The way I get it, the way I see it.
Yeah.
So do you, like, know who's going to be with you as far as the people who have, I guess, done it on Broadway?
I never know.
Oh, so in other words, what you're saying is even if I go, when I go to the Club 54 Below website and they're showing the list, that may not be true.
Well, no. Phil fills it out, but they don't have the list for March yet, do they?
Yeah. I don't remember it, but you go on their website and you see it, and then it tells you who the guests are.
Ah, okay. Well, he did say that he's got it booked like 6 months in advance, but I never looked.
Okay.
It's like it's always,
oh, okay.
You know, I always
I'll take a look myself when I do the article.
Yeah,
because yeah,
it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference to me unless there's a duet that I want to sing, you know.
Yeah, well, it's just for me, just basically to let people know, like, who they can expect to see as far as, they even have the list of the cabaret singers too on the on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he, as I said, he told me that he's booked 6 months out, I think, now, which is fairly recent that he's been doing that.
So would you happen to know, like, is it the end of March they're doing it, or?
Hold on, I can tell you the exact date. Just a second here.
Okay. Because I want
to. Sometimes they have to switch them. But let's see, March. March 31st.
Oh, okay. I guess that can't be more to the end of March than the 31st.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sunday.
I'm sorry, Mike. One of my chickens has to go. That was my rubber chicken, one of them.
Oh, I see.
I promised they could listen to the show but not interfere, but, you know, this one in here is annoying me, and I said, okay, you could say hello. All right, so we got that over with.
Thank you.
When I come see the show, I'll be bringing two of them. You'll get to take a picture with them.
Oh, okay. All right, I've taken a picture with a red poodle, and so sure, that's fine.
Okay, no, good. So now, is there anything else that's keeping you busy other than 54 Below?
Oh yeah, no, I'm singing all over the place. I'm going to London actually in June to sing at the Crazy Cock. I'm going to be doing my own show there. And there's
really?
Also going to be a Sondheim Unplugged. Yeah, they're doing Sondheim Unplugged there as well. And I'll be doing those two performances, but then I'm also doing my own show. So I'm very excited about that. And we do a thing once a week called Peaceable Hour, which is a gift to the community. It's an hour of beautiful music that it just quiets the heart, soothes the spirit. You know, it's that kind of thing. You can use it for meditation. We build in some silences as well just so that people have an hour where they can be still. And we don't ask anything of them. There's no money involved. It's free. It's at St. Clement's Episcopal Church. But it's not a religious service in any way. It's totally non-denominational, non-religious kind of thing of music, you know, that we do. It's all world music. It's, you know, things in different languages. It's all different kinds of stuff. And it's just a gift to the community because everyone has been so nuts from what's going on in the world. You think so? It gives people an hour in a safe, quiet environment in New York City, and St. Clement's is a theater church. It's where St. Clement's, you know, the theater is, the Peccadillo Theater Company, and so they have totally been supportive of it, and they donate. We do it in the chapel because it's a beautiful, serene space. And it's every Tuesday. It's not going to be next Tuesday, of course, but the following Tuesday at 6. It's always from 6 to 7 p.m. And it's just really beautiful music. Just, you know, soothing, gentle, gorgeous music. And, you know, as I say, nothing is asked of anybody for the hour. So you just get to be in this beautiful space.
Well, when you say music, is somebody singing or?
Yeah, we sing. We play the piano.
Oh, okay.
Sing. I play the theremin, and sing. And it's different every week. And actually, there's a website, www.peaceablehour.com. H-O-U-R. PeaceableHour.com. And
okay,
that gets
yeah.
the schedule. that gives the schedule and the location and everything like that. And it gives a description of, you know, what a little bit of what it's like and that kind of stuff. And it's all, you know, world-class singers that are doing this, but it's not about performing. It's about making an environment of peace and serenity, which is really nice. So I'm very proud of it. We've been doing it for a year, and we just had our year anniversary. And I'm really proud of it because it's people come and they say that it's a life-changing experience for them because it gives them an hour where they're not crazed. And it's a nice gift.
That's maybe I'll see if I could drag Mark Lord with me.
Sure. Yeah, come and the only thing is that if you have trouble doing stairs, there is no elevator.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And it's on the second floor. But I have trouble
doing
stairs and I just take it really slow.
Oh, okay. I'll have to think twice.
Yeah, but that's the only downside. But we were at St. Malachy's for a month. We're trying to do it at various places around the city as well. But, you know, mostly it's at St. Clement's. And
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wherever you
not know, any other borough.
No. Just because none of us have cars. Nobody has cars. And you're not going to be hauling singing equipment on the subway.
Oh, that's true.
But it's totally unamplified. You know, there's no amplification. It's just very simple and beautiful. But check out the website.
Oh, I certainly will.
Yeah.
That's I'll make sure I get something in on this. Well, do you, by the way, do you have any, for the future, do you have something recorded with the instrument? Theremin?
With the theremin?
Yeah.
Oh, there's tons of stuff. There's tons of stuff.
I mean, is it something you can...
Nothing recent. But...
Not what?
Nothing recent.
Oh, I don't even mean recent. In case I want to... Because on my radio show, I could put up songs, commercials, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about that and maybe also... A song, whatever you want. So I could be doing, you know, a different show and just throw it in.
I can certainly send you some links. Can they be YouTube links or do they have to be sound files?
Well, it has to be, I guess, a file because I need it as a MP3, I guess. Is that what they call it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, an MP3.
That kind of a thing. And then I could just, load it up onto the radio show. This way I could use it in the future. Do you, like when you do these shows, like when you do the Sunday night show.
The Sondheim?
Did you record? Okay.
I think he did a video once with permission of Sondheim. To see about possibly doing something with it. It was like an audition tape, but then, you know, the powers that be wouldn't let it happen or something. It was one of those weird things that, you know, people get strange about. So, yeah, that never happened.
You mean to tell me you don't have... people in the audience with their phones recording?
Oh, I'm sure they do illegally, but...
And do they put them up on Facebook or anything?
Yeah, but they're doo-doo. They're, you know, they're terrible quality, and they, you know, it's, you've got dishes clinking, and, you know, it's, like, icky, and it's a horrible angle, and, you know, it's, no, people put all kinds of stuff up there without anybody's permission.
Because, you know, these days, they always say no cameras, no recording, and all of a sudden everybody's taking out their cell phone. And I'm going, I have my camera here and I can't use it, but all these people got their cell phone? I don't understand.
Well, because I think it's because the recordings then are so crappy that it, there's no way that you're going to be able to sell it.
Oh, I think it, I think that people don't do it to sell it. I think they do it so they can put it on Facebook or remember it or who knows what.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. I hate it. I honestly hate it because it's, you know, it's like it's never an attractive angle. And, you know, what looks good lighting-wise on stage is too bleached out when you try to film it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when we've tried to get videos of various things and, you know, unless the lighting is drastically different and then it's too dim for the general audience, you know, otherwise you just get totally washed out on video cameras. So it's, there's, you know, two different needs with that stuff. So I don't know. I just hate it because it's like if you mess up, it's out there forever. You know what I mean? It's like you have no control over the quality of it as a performer.
Okay.
You know,
I understand.
No, it makes all of us nuts that way, except for the very young, you know, who document every nose hair. you know, it's like, oh, look, you know, but.
I understand. I it was really weird because I had gone to see Melissa Etheridge out on Long Island, and I'm walking into the door, into the first part, and they had the security there, and they're checking the bags, and they're looking to see if you have a camera, and I see guys stopping, go, I know you can't take your camera in, and blah, 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 and I said, well, you know, okay, I just, you know. And I can't tell you, not only did everybody take out their cell phones, they were going up to the stage and standing there with the cell phones. I'm going, I didn't understand. Did I miss something?
I know. It's weird. I don't know. I think they're more concerned, too, with, you know, people bringing guns in.
I know, that's what I thought. Well, you should look for that and, like, you know, okay. But that's why, you know, I find it kind of amusing when they do allow it and then nobody seems to care if you, you know, your cell phone is not a, you know, no for dogs, not for dogs. But
well,
anyway.
You know, cell phones, you can do things without... without flash and stuff.
Right.
And the quality is terrible. You know, the quality is just
oh,
awful.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know,
I don't know.
I think everybody's confused by how quick the technology changes.
Yeah. Well, I, again, I hope to go next month, but I'll definitely get out an article, if not this week, like later to, you know, to preview of what's coming up and to talk about the club. And are you going to be up for the next, like, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to call you back afterwards to ask you something. I don't have to talk about it on the radio.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Sounds good. All right. I'll wait
okay,
call.
Well,
this is middle thing. All right, honey.
Okay.
Thanks.
Talk to you later, dear.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, talk to you in about 15 minutes. Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to end the episode. let's see, where's my music intro. Here we are. Okay, everybody. Okay, glad I was able to do this. And everybody have a great day, great evening, afternoon. I would say stay warm, but they could be in an area where it's freaking hot. You don't, and you want to stay cool, but you know.